News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 8th of November, Anno Domini 2003, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Scheller.
Steve Ray is somewhere one step ahead of the law. I'm not quite sure exactly where, but maybe he'll show up a little later, sneaking into the studio. But in the meantime, we've got news. We've got information. What?
It's only 47 days before Christmas.
Shut up.
And well, the people got to get out there and start picking out their, scoping out their computer purchases.
That's exactly right. Purchases.
I mean, what else would they want to buy?
I can't imagine. We should do a little segment just for the significant other of the people who listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what you need to buy your money.
I think over the next couple of weeks, what we'll do to help our listeners out is point out some of the things maybe to look out for, the latest and greatest, hottest toys. I'll start jumping on that as far as news items. Instead of doing some of this news, maybe we should start doing another little segment to kind of guide people along to their proper computer purchases.
And maybe we should start, I probably won't be able to do this until much later tonight, but we should start a section in the forums on Christmas toys.
Yeah.
And then talk about them here on the air. I love this idea.
Because, the digital cameras right now are going, big time on that. I mean, look at even Kodak is changing their whole focus on...
Well, even little things, those thumb drives and MP3 players and...
I'll tell you, that mine's called the Data Trailer. Yeah. And I love that thing. Just slip it into a USB port, 128 meg.
And poof, you're there.
Information, boom, it's
yep.
in there.
Yep, very nifty stuff. Very nifty stuff, but we're going to start out with the news, and we're going to start out with Dave Enright, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, considering Steve Ray isn't here.
I guess we'll start with
either you or me.
Right.
All right, you ready for this?
My cane is all over my paper. We'll start with you.
Okay. How would you folks like to win or earn $250,000.
Nice. How do I do that, Mr. Enright?
That's $250,000, and the best part is it's from Microsoft.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, pick yourself up off the floor. Yeah, I realize, Microsoft giving away money. Well, like anything else, there's a catch. If anybody out there knows or can help them lead them to anybody that had anything to do with either the MS Blast worm or the So Big virus, Microsoft will hand out $250,000 per virus. So that's $250,000 for the MS Blast worm and $250,000 for the So Big virus worm. So anybody out there thinks they might have a clue, you might want to do some further investigation, because you could be the proud winner of $250,000 just for uncovering this. And Microsoft has even gone farther. They've now set an additional $4.5 million aside. So if any of these other viruses come out, there's incentive there to find out who did it, turn them in, and prosecute them.
Nice.
So this is really, Microsoft is stepping up to the plate to lay this kind of money out. So, because they get hammered left and right. Well, it's another hole in Microsoft and this and that. Well, no, you can only do so much testing. That's why I still say a lot of these hackers should be hired.
Hired by Microsoft.
By Microsoft and other companies to say, okay, we got this product. Your job, 8 hours a day for 40 hours a week, is try to break in. Find holes, that's what you get paid for. I mean, for a lot of these kids, and we're talking not young kids, and this is teenagers, folks, the mean age of an average virus writer is 27 years old. That's 27. They're not little teenagers and everything else. 27 is the average age. So, you know, they
27. I think I had other interests then.
But instead of instead of writing this stuff to hack into people's computers, which they derive no money from, literally have software companies hire them and say, okay, now you get paid for it. What a concept.
It's a nice deal.
Yeah, really?
27. What was I doing at 27? I believe I was doing dinner theater in Detroit or St. Louis.
It's all a blur?
Or I was doing... No, 27. I was 20. I was off Broadway. That's where I was. I was off Broadway.
Ooh.
That's what I was doing. At the
very
age of 27.
Off.
That was a mean age for me, too.
All right, here's an interesting thing. For those of you
it
who
was the 60s. If you can remember, you weren't there.
Exactly. Exactly. No. 70s. I was born in 1950, so it was 1977 by then. It was just after the 60s. That's why I remember it.
Okay.
Yeah. For those of you who have, this is our poll of the week as well. For those of you who have Belkin routers, pay attention. For those of you who have not yet bought your Belkin routers, congratulations. A gentleman wrote into one of the news groups and was talking about his Belkin router. And allow me to quote just a little bit of stuff. He was having problems with it. He called in. The Belkin people helped him to upgrade it. And I quote, "After the upgrade, on all our systems, wired or wireless, valid HTTP requests are occasionally redirected to a Belkin ad page. It seems the router now supports a parental control, and the market droids at Belkin got the bright idea of equipping the router with intrusive Nagware. Of course, I have this strange notion that routers should pass data unmolested by marketeers. There is a no thanks link on the page. Now I have to opt out from commercials from my router?" This aroused the ire of a number of people in the news group.
Really?
And then a Mr. Eric Deming, ericd@belkin.com, ericd@belkin.com, actually answered people in the news group. And I quote, "I was made aware of this posting by an email that was sent..." I excerpt.
Okay.
"I was made aware of this posting
I'm
by
glad
an
you
email
cleared
that
up. Was, I was you. Totally confused.
That was sent to Belkin's tech support email box. "Since I am a product manager for Belkin LAN products, blah, 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 blah. Since parental control is a subscription service, Belkin wanted to make registering for the service easy. We elected to redirect one HTTP request," that's a web request, "to the Register Now reminder page. This page asks the user to register for the service for a free 6-month trial. At this point, the user can register or click no thanks. Clicking no thanks sets a flag in the router to stop the router from redirecting 8 hours to the reminder page. We're going to take a quick break, but I want you to think about these things while we do. This guy buys a router. Every 8 hours, it randomly grabs a web request and redirects them to another page where Belkin is trying to sell you something. Yes, it's free, but it's a 6-month free trial, at the end of which time you have to pay for it. If you don't want it, you can click a no thanks button. The web page then sends back to the router some information that changes the way the router works. Think about that as opening a hole into your website. And we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Craig Shallard, me, Nick Francesco, and you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For years, AARP has worked at the state and national levels for a do-not-call registry. Finally... Hello? Ooh, no, I'm not interested, thanks. Finally, one is in effect, and over 51 million people are already registered. Hello? I don't need a set of steak knives. Or a home gym. It's not too late to register. So call the FTC at 1-888-382-1222 or, yes, aluminum, no, I don't need aluminum siding, thanks. Or visit www.aarp.org to learn more about stopping unwanted telephone calls. Hello? And I don't need a state-of-the-art mustache trimmer with multiple attachments, which is perfectly safe for use in the shower. AARP. the power to make it better.
Mike Kazaka, Senior Vice President of Morgan Stanley, will hold his final retirement decision seminar of the year on Wednesday, November 19th at the Holodome on Jefferson Road. If you're at Kodak or any other company facing restructuring and you have questions about possible layoffs or retirement, Mike will have some answers for you. This seminar is free, but you need to make reservations. Call Mike at 243-2454. Call now, 243-2454.
Are you retiring in a few years? Had you been forced into early retirement? Should you take a monthly income or perhaps a lump sum distribution? You need answers. And Mike Kazakis is the guy to speak with. Now, you have an opportunity to attend a free seminar held by Mike Kazakis on retirement decisions. Free advice at your fingertips, but you must make this important call.
Call Mike now at 243-2454. Don't miss this retirement decision seminar Wednesday, November 19th at the Holodome at 7 p.m. Call Mike Kazakis now, 243-2454. Morgan Stanley, member SIPC. Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Hi, this is the Klein, and once again, I'm here to tell you about some exciting things that are happening at the historic Phelps Hotel Restaurant. Of course, you need to call now and make your reservations for the Thanksgiving Buffet. All of their holiday buffets sell out, and the holiday Thanksgiving Buffet features not only roast turkey with all the trimmings, but roast pork, baked ham, Peter's sensational seafood Newberg, and the dessert bar. Call Joanne to make your reservations today before it's too late at 315-548-5200. Or you can visit their new website at phelpshotel.com. And for those of you who enjoy eating and shopping, we have a great event coming up where we will take a bus and go shopping. And the Phelps Hotel Restaurant is just one stop on WHAM's Shop, Wine, and Dine with the Klein bus trip. It's on Saturday, November 29th. We'll be going to Amon's Farm Market, Five Seasons Gifts, the Antique Emporium, the Fox Run Winery, and of course the Phelps Hotel Restaurant for lunch. Call today for your ticket, 234-2055.
Fall tune-up special at AutoZone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. Bosch Super Spark Plugs are just 79 cents each. That's 20% off. Limit 16. This weekend only at AutoZone.
Wham's Michael Savage.
Hello, infidels.
Weeknights at 8 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. $50,000 watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Scheller.
And this is Sound Bites. And you heard us before the break. I gave you a little bit of information about this Belkin router. I can't tell you how
that is really stooping to an all-time
angry
low.
This makes me. I mean, if there's one piece of equipment that you want to have both reliable and secure, it's your router, because it's the router that takes your network and redirects everything to the internet.
And are they going to give you any benefit for being inconvenienced going to these other stupid websites?
Well, people are writing in all over the place in this. My favorite scenario was you're in the middle of ordering something online, and as you know, many times you start an order, mm-hmm. It sends you to another page to verify yep. your credit card, sends you to another page to put in your address
to be
stuff.
Secure,
right, and Amazon has patented putting it all on one page, so you have to go somewhere else for the rest of it. But you do that. What if happens if in the middle of that process,
it hiccups?
They hijack you and send you to this other thing. Now what happens? You're in the middle of doing this thing and you can't get back.
Can you say lawsuit?
Is your credit card charged? Did they lose the transaction?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you in the middle of all of this? You don't even know. And here's the thing that really, 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 really bothers me. They now have a router that is set up to accept commands from the internet to change things in the router. I don't think so.
I'll stick to my Linksys, thank you.
Me too, then.
I have had very good luck, and you know, and they're not paying me to say this or anything else. I've recommended that product for a number of folks, you know, and it's been a great router and setting things up and yep. No problems and.
I have both a Linksys and a D-Link, and I couldn't possibly be happier. The only Belkin products I have in my home are a couple of KVM cables.
Yeah, that's what I get. It's usually their cables. Their cables are very good.
And I can't imagine yet how they're going to screw up the cables, but I believe it's time for these people to be punished financially. No more Belkin.
Can you say lawsuit?
Yeah.
I mean, what if you're doing somebody online was doing some trading?
That's exactly right. That
I mean, in the
exactly
middle of a
right.
trade transaction.
I personally know half a dozen people who make a living selling things on eBay.
Oh, same here. I know a couple of
people. This thing's going to interfere with them actually making a living. Hello?
Boom.
Oh, man. In the middle of the day yesterday, our friend BOFH.
Oh, yes.
In an instant messaged him this link to this story. I have never in my life actually seen him speechless.
Tony?
He was trying to write to me back under instant messaging, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't send information. He was speechless. I was very impressed.
Cool. That's a first.
Yeah, I created a No Belkin logo, which I sent to him, and that's now his avatar in the Soundbites forums. If you take a look, you'll see that he's got the No Belkin logo. Not the one with the transparent background, but the other one. And it's the sort of thing you truly do believe there is a social contract between you and the manufacturer of as fundamental a piece of networking equipment as a router.
Yeah.
And these people have broken that contract. They have they have broken our trust.
Yeah.
And that makes me angry.
They have no right to, you know, come into my house and route themselves around, you know, going to other websites. Who knows if those could be hacked and wind up going into other porn sites of that.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm
Hello?
Saying. It could be hacked. And if you hack it, well, you can send data anywhere. So what it can do is you can actually set up a little program that starts looking for secure transactions and rerouting them somewhere else. Now somebody steals your credit card information.
Bingo.
I personally will never trust another Belkin product as long as I live.
You mean both.
No more Belkin.
Except for cables.
Maybe they're cables.
Cables
Maybe.
Are fine.
Yeah, but the point is, they need to be punished financially.
Oh, yeah.
So it's time to start buying somebody else's cables, too.
Yeah,
they will never get any more of my money. This is wrong. This is fundamentally wrong. You know, we joke about other companies. We talk about how evil such and so is or whatever. This is wrong. This is evil. This has to stop.
Yep, I agree.
Done. We're done now. We're not playing with that game anymore. We're going to go to the phones now, and we are going to talk to you people, you, our loyal and phenomenal listeners.
Especially as a goofy hour we're on. I mean, I had somebody email us and say, what are you folks really on?
Yeah.
Are you on later on today? Because I went to your webpage and it says you're supposed to. So I explained to them how until the SU football, which is the first week of December, I believe, is their last game.
Yeah, something
and
like
then
that.
We'll go back to our normal
I think
schedule.
Next week we're on at 4. I'll verify that and put it up on the webpage. I was so nuts this week. I didn't even get anything up on the webpage. It's been an interesting week. Coming down to the end of the quarter at RIT, and I've got I'm teaching a distance learning course. I've got students all over the world. I mean, literally, Australia, Japan, China, Germany.
Do you
England.
Go there to grade the test?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? And they're all in the same class. So how in heaven's name? I can't put anything together. I'm on every time. I got a guy in Hawaii. I got a guy in California. So I'm online, you know, 24 hours a day. Somebody somewhere is asking me for information. So it's been a little nuts, and as we get to the end of the quarter, it gets nutser. But I'll be back. I will put the data up for next week. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Craig Shallard, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Now, through December 31st, Ricoh is offering cash back on two of our most popular color laser printers.
Simoleon.
$400 back on the CL7000 or $200 back on the CL3000.
Smackers.
Visit your Ricoh reseller or RicohRebate.com. That's R-I-C-O-H, Rebate.com.
Ricoh.
How well do you...
Prince coffee, scan fast.
How well do you share...
I had a bad headache. I tried Advil Liquid Gels. They work faster than Tylenol.
I needed stronger medicine, and Advil Liquid Gels get that medicine to my headache faster.
I get better relief with Advil Liquid Gels.
Every day, more people are choosing Advil Liquid Gels to relieve tough headache pain. Advil has these advanced capsules with liquid medicine inside to rush relief where you need it. Proven faster, stronger, better than Tylenol.
Now, every time I get a tough headache, I choose Advil Liquid Gels.
For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
Rochester's most listened to radio station, period. 50,000 watt news radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester.
Worldwide. CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Shortly after midnight in Saudi Arabia's capital of Riyadh,
there's been an explosion. We have eyewitnesses who have seen plumes of smoke near the diplomatic quarter.
Raed Kusti is with the Arab News Agency in Riyadh. Three explosions heard. The first began shortly after midnight there, and now heading to the scene in the southwestern part of the Saudi capital.
Ambulances and several firefighting brigades are going there as well. Some people also have told us that there is gunfire.
And reporter John Bradley is in Saudi Arabia. He has more details.
The blast was very powerful. There seems to have been a gunfight between those defending the compound and those who presumably were trying to attack it shortly before the explosion occurred. People who climbed onto their roofs nearby told me that they saw a huge plume of smoke rising above the compound. The earth was literally shaking beneath their feet.
The U.S. Embassy in Riyadh was shut down this weekend because of fears that Al-Qaeda might carry out attacks. Word that all U.S. diplomatic officials there are accounted for now. But there's no confirmation on the number of casualties or damage to that housing compound in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. One resident who lives there says up to 30 people were killed and about 5 dozen other people were wounded. One of the top bodyguards to Saddam Hussein is out of circulation. He's been captured. U.S. fighter planes conducted airstrikes in the area where that Army Black Hawk helicopter went down a day ago, killing all 6 on board. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says American forces will go after insurgents.
I'm absolutely convinced that we have a very solid plan to go out and get these people who are killing us and killing Iraqis.
2 more American paratroopers were killed today in Fallujah when a homemade bomb exploded near their vehicle. For now, the International Red Cross has pulled its people from 2 main offices in Iraq because of security concerns. Politics and money go hand in hand, but Howard Dean will not take a government handout in the form of matching campaign funds. The Vermont Democrat running for the White House says he is depending on private help. CBS News reporter Eric Salzman is covering the Dean campaign.
He feels at this point it's necessary. He feels the Democrats can't possibly compete with the Bush money machine without opting out of the system so that they too can raise up to the $200 million Karl Rove has declared he intends to raise for the Bush-Cheney ticket.
It's often said that kids bounce back quickly from difficult events in their lives, but experts say trauma can affect teenagers to a great degree. A study conducted on rats suggests that stress may permanently affect a teenager's brain. Harvard Med School experts say adolescents may be more susceptible than young children to stress-induced damage to the brain. This is CBS News.
Sing, digging, give me more. In the mood to celebrate? It's all inside.
Come celebrate at the JCPenney Grand Opening Sale this Friday and Saturday. We're opening new stores and celebrating with 20 to 50% store-wide savings. Plus, big grand opening extras like 10% off your total purchase or an extra 15% with your JCPenney card. Don't miss the JCPenney Grand Opening Sale this Friday and Saturday only.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. First on off regular price with some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends November 8th.
And we're back with Chat with Chat, sponsored by Priceline. Now with 2 ways to save on airfare. Hello, caller.
Hi. Yeah, sometimes I don't know if I should name my own price or just go book it somewhere else.
Hey. Oh, no reason to go anywhere else, friend, because now on Priceline you can name your own price and save like nowhere else. Or choose from a wide selection of flight times, airlines, and low, low fares.
So you're saying I can choose either way?
Well, as long as you choose Priceline. Priceline.com. Now there's a choice.
Paul Harvey, stand by for news 3 times a day.
Now you know.
On News Radio 1180.
The rest of the story.
WHAM.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
It's 1962. JFK is in the White House. John Glenn is in space. And 16-year-old Tracy Turnblad has a dream as big as her hair.
Hey, Mama, look around. Everybody's moving to
brand new sound.
Hairspray,
hey, mama,
direct from Broadway. It's this year's Tony Award-winning Best Musical. The musical that answers the question, can a big girl with really big hair make an even bigger difference in the world? Don't miss your chance to see Broadway's great, big, fat, gorgeous hit. Hairspray. As New York Magazine says, so many numbers bring down the house, it's a wonder the theater is still standing. On Broadway, ticket buyers wait months to get tickets, but you don't have to.
The M&T Broadway season welcomes Hairspray, opening November 18th at the new Auditorium Theater. Tickets are on sale now at Ticket Express and Ticketmaster, or call 232-1900.
Original cast recording on Sony Classical.
In a perfect world, eggs wouldn't crack until you wanted them to. Milk would be like wine and get better with age. And your stomach would never, ever growl at you. But the world isn't perfect, and that's why there's Walgreens. With thousands of locations, many 24 hours, and all the fresh groceries you need to keep your family full. Like milk, bread, snacks, beverages, and bottled water. That's life. This is Walgreens.
Okay, like I was at my friend Cheryl's locker and she like totally got all of this jewelry for her birthday and she put it in these way cool plastic containers and I was like, hello, because the plastic containers were even way cooler than the jewelry. So I went home and asked my mom if she had any of those containers and she like totally gave me some of the ones she used for food in the fridge and like started putting hello, everything in them, like my CDs, like my makeup, like my jewelry. Like
about the only thing plastics can't contain is people's enthusiasm for how much they can contain. Plastics make it possible.
For sure.
The American Plastics Council.
Here's the WHAM radar weather for Rochester and Western New York. Clear skies for the remainder of the evening and in the overnight. Near record low, around 18 degrees. For your Sunday, a really cold start, giving way to mostly sunny skies. A very chilly day Sunday, high temperature of 38. For your Sunday night, mostly clear and cold, low around 27. And then for Monday, not quite as cold Monday, with more sunshine, high temperature Monday will be 48 degrees. This is WHAM News Source 13 meteorologist Richard McCullough.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
We're back, and I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Schaller.
And this is Soundbites. We're going to get to the phones in just a half a second. But for those of you who tuned into whatever is normally on at this time and are wondering, who the heck is this? We do a show called Soundbites, and this is it. Normally, we're on from 12:20 to 2 o'clock every Saturday, but because of the SU game today, we got pushed back to this time. Next week, we'll be on at 4. Nobody knows quite what's going to happen after that because we don't know what the schedule is.
Can't hit a moving target.
Apparently, exactly. Can't hit a moving target. But once football ends at the end of November, beginning of December, we'll be back on 12:20 to 2 o'clock straight through to next November. So you'll be able to find us there, and we talk about computer stuff like we're going to do right now with Mike, all the way from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Mike. What's your question? Mike, are you there? Hello, Mike. Mike? Do we have Mike? Craig thinks we don't have Mike anymore. Hold on. We're working on it.
Modern technology.
Craig's the new guy.
Can we hear him now?
We've been doing this for about 100 years. Mike, are you there? Mike? Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Let's do it for Craig Schaller, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't try this at home. He's a professional.
He is a professional.
Right.
You know, there's only like 7 zillion switches that
you have
to get exactly in the right order to make something like this work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't want to go there.
It's not like you push one button and it comes up. There's 5 consoles, 80 buttons. Go ahead, Mike. What's your question?
Well, I don't have a question. Maybe some information.
Sure.
I downloaded one of your favorite programs, Mozilla.
I love Mozilla.
And it works real fine.
Great.
Until the other day when I wanted to make a trade on the market and wouldn't allow me to.
Wouldn't allow you to. What sort of error message did you get?
No, it wasn't an error message. It just wouldn't go into the next pop-up. stopped the pop-up, and when I called the site, they said that, yes, you have to disable or put in, Mozilla has a feature, a web feature on it.
Right. Here's what you do. Go to the main page of that place where you make your trades.
Right.
Go to the tools bar.
Mm-hmm.
Select pop-up manager.
Right.
And select allow pop-ups from this site.
Mm-hmm.
See, normally, and this you know this, but for everybody else, normally Mozilla suppresses pop-ups. You never see
right.
a pop-up, which is why I love it, because I hate pop-ups. I see so I haven't seen one in a year.
Well, they have one on their site, in the help section or something. You can block the pop-up, or you can put in into allow this
right.
site.
And what you have to do is, like I said, go to that main page and say allow this site to do pop-ups, and then from then on you'll be fine.
Right. Well, I didn't know that until I made
yeah.
a mistake. I had to call the website.
It's true. Whenever you move to something new, there's mm-hmm. always that little bit of adjustment
learning
time, isn't there?
I'm very happy with the feature, though.
Great. I'm glad you are.
All your help over the years.
It's our pleasure, and we'll continue to be here as long as you keep listening.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
That's a deal. Thanks. Our next caller, Dave from Canandaigua, New York. Welcome, Dave. What's your question? Dave, are you there? Are we going to do this all day?
Oh, come on.
Dave? No, man, Dave's not here. Dave? Dave?
Dave, do we got you?
Yeah. Keep listening, Dave. We're working on you. Dave? Dave?
Yes.
Ah! Oh! Dave!
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be the night of the phone problems here.
Hold on a second,
Dave. Craig, did you literally just undo everything you did so we could listen to Mike? Is that what happened there? Go ahead, Dave. What's your question?
I thought I was going to have to shout all the way from Canandaigua to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, in a previous show, I heard you talk about virus checks,
mm-hmm.
and you said AdAware...
Yep.
Didn't catch everything.
Right. AdAware, you've probably heard us talk about AdAware and SpyBot. That's for spyware. That's
right.
Not
those
viruses.
Are not virus checkers.
Okay. What is that for, then?
What
spyware?
Spyware, it's just to track where you go on the Internet.
What will happen is you get a program like Gator is the big one, although they just changed their name to Calaria or something
and
like
NewsNet
that.
And NewsNet and
Chlamydia. I don't remember what they named it. But what the basic idea is, you download one of these, and they track where you go on the Internet, send that information back to some company, so that when you go to a website, they show you banners for the type of places you've been to. Like, for example, you start looking at car sites, suddenly you start seeing a whole lot more banners for cars.
And insurance, and loans.
And you think to yourself, well, you know, it's just because I'm looking at cars now,
I
think I'm seeing more because I'm looking for them. But it's not true. You really are seeing them.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, how do I get that spyware stuff then?
Someplace brand new that I just put up on the site last night. You go to soundbites.org. That's Bytes with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you.
B-Y-T-E-S.
Yes.
.org, huh?
Bytes.org. That's our website. And
right.
You'll see our logo and a couple of other things at the top. And if you scroll down, you'll see several sections. A section on the right, the very first link, is Nick's Security Tango. And that talks about all of the things that you need to do in order to get protected. It starts with Stinger, AdAware, SpyBot, various firewall programs, as well as your antivirus software. So it's all there online, and all you have to do is follow that step by step to protect yourself. Do it regularly, like once a week, but certainly there are links there to AdAware, SpyBot, and everything else.
Hey, super.
There you go.
I appreciate it, guys.
It's
You're
absolutely
welcome.
Our pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you,
too.
Dave. Have fun. So, yes, the Security Tango is now online. Several people either put in the forums or wrote to me their versions of the Security Tango, and I distilled all of those down to the page.
Notice this week I was feeling a little generous.
You were. You put up two and only one caught. Can't put up two in the same day. That's just the way I wrote it, and I'm not rewriting it today.
I got to put it back up?
Yeah. You got to put the other one back up.
Can you put
one
a day? Do you still have it there?
One a day.
Do you still have it
somewhere
up
there? Somewhere I got it. Somewhere in the database, yeah.
So I got to look and see which one you popped
up. I'll go. You can see them. You can see them all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go find it.
No, I can't see him that far. Anyways, I'll...
Look at this. Craig, for those of you who can't see this, Craig cam is not up because Steve's not here. But Craig's got his fingers crossed now as we go to Ron from Chi-Li. Ron, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay!
Craig. Okay, Ron, what's your question?
Doesn't take much to excite us.
Apparently it doesn't, no. What's up, Ron?
Well, I had a question about streaming audio. Is there a way to record it?
Yes. Do you want to record audio that someone else is streaming to you?
Right. Like if you go onto a website and you want to listen to a radio show or something, can you
record
that?
Well, no, because that would be illegal. However, if you had a streaming audio source that it was legal to record, you could use a program called Total Recorder from High Criteria at highcriteria.com. It's $15 Canadian, which is about $1.38, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
No, it's like $11 or $12, somewhere along that line.
Cheap.
And what it basically does, I use it all the time. You download it and you install it onto your system, and what it does is it replaces your audio driver. And what it really does is sit in front of your audio driver and pretend to be your audio driver. So anything that you can play through the speakers,
you can record.
It can suck off and record and then send back out to your speaker so it both records it and you can hear it.
Awesome.
Now, obviously, this is, with great power comes great responsibility. You cannot and should not use this to record someone else's copyrighted material. But in those cases where it is legitimate to do so, this is a great tool to use.
All right. What was the name of the site again?
It's highcriteria.com.
High Criteria.
HIGHCRITERIA. That's it. I'm out of the spelling bee. HIGHCRITERIA. Highcriteria.com. Obviously, that's all one word.
All right, and it's Total Recorder?
And yep. The product is called Total Recorder. It's pretty much the only thing they sell right now. The interesting thing is they're currently working on an equivalent product for video.
Cool.
And I personally cannot wait for that one.
That'd be neat.
Well, now they have, I was looking at getting, WinTV or a cart, somewhat like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That will record TV and
video. Some of them will.
Yep.
Okay.
Some of them will, some of them will not.
Is there one that you would recommend for doing that?
I haven't done much of that yet.
No?
No. I haven't done anything like that yet.
I just have a lot of hard drive space, and I thought I wanted to fill it up.
Sure. God forbid it just sits there empty. What's the point of that? Sure.
What good is that?
Sure.
Really?
As long as it's all legitimately non-copyrighted or open-source material, you're welcome to record all of it you want.
Sure.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
Notice that we here at Soundbites do not condone breaking copyright in any way, shape, or form. I personally make a good piece of my living out of copyrighted material, and so I have a vested interest in everybody keeping copyright. Our next caller is Brian from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Another spyware-related question.
Yes.
I actually bought the spyware software.
Which one?
SpyBot. I found SpyBot, and I think it's called Spyware.
Okay.
PlankSoft. So I downloaded that, and it runs every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the question I have is, it seems like every day it catches a program called Desktop Sleuth and Alexa, and I'm wondering where the heck are these coming from?
Alexa is every stinking where on the stinking internet.
Really?
Pardon me?
They're in banner ads.
Okay.
Anytime you go to a site with a banner ad, chances are real good that Alexa's going to be there too.
You got it.
And what they are is they're spyware programs, and what they try to do, a lot of people run, all right, I'll say it out loud, Internet Explorer. And Internet Explorer basically is the,
doorway.
How to put this politely,
the
slut
door.
Of the Internet. It just lets everybody in. Anything you want to do on your hard drive, go ahead and knock yourself out. There are ways to protect it, but most versions of Internet Explorer are just wide open day one. And so if you go to one of these sites and that site says, I'd like to download this little thing to you. Sure, mm-hmm. Bring it in. Come on, let's go. And so you'll find yourself getting these a lot.
How about Desktop Sleuth? Is that also the same thing?
Same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you've got a program that sits in the background and prevents you from getting those, you win. I personally find that running Mozilla means I get, you know, maybe two of those a year. But, yeah, you definitely want to be...
You didn't have to pay anything for it either.
Right. That's one of the reasons we do not have banner ads on Soundbites.
So does that mean Mozilla is the most reliable, you know, pop-up protector, spyware protector? Is that what you're saying?
It's my personal favorite. As to whether it's the most reliable, I truly haven't tried all of them.
There's
on
no
the
guarantees in life.
There's no guarantees, right.
Except taxes and death.
Right, right.
Right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And anybody who would like to advertise on Soundbites, we could certainly arrange something as long as we get to see what the ad looks like ahead of time.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Craig Schaller, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
This Thursday morning at 8 a.m., RochesterForLess.com will offer two great gift ideas. Half-price gift certificates for the Tint Shop and Six Pockets. The Tint Shop has over 15 years of experience with qualified window tinters and is upstate New York's only five-star window tinting dealer. Six Pockets serves great food with a great dining experience and features a full billiard room with a billiard pro shop. Experience the Tint Shop and Six Pockets for half the price this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Log on to RochesterForLess.com. For details.
Attention Rochester and all of Western New York. Stickley Audi and Company is having a furniture clearance sale so big, they're holding it at the former Kmart across from Marketplace Mall in Henrietta. Now through Tuesday only, save 45 to 70% off suggested retail on legendary Stickley furniture and many other famous makers. Included in this spectacular sale are some real treasures in solid cherry and mahogany, along with Stickley Mission Oak collectibles, plus a superb selection of leather sofas and chairs and hundreds of hand-woven oriental rugs at closeout prices. Save also on fine furniture by Henrodon, Baker, Hickory Chair, and Hancock and more. All sales are final as is and ready for immediate carryout. Delivery also is available. Don't miss this great chance to save substantially on the finest furnishings at the Stickley Audi and Company Clearance Center in the former Kmart on J. Scuddy Boulevard across from Marketplace Mall in Henrietta. It all ends on Veterans Day, November 11th, so hurry in for the best selection.
This is Joel Moran of Moran and Kufta. For more than 25 years, right here in Rochester, we've been helping seriously injured people get better. One man who came to us was George from Avon.
In a split second, my whole life changed. I'm driving to work 1 minute, and this guy slams into me. The next minute, I got a broken neck. I spent 18 months just recovering, and Moran and Kufta was there to help me. Since they're a local firm, they knew where I could get the best doctors. And they got me enough money to make up for my lost job as a union mason.
At Moran and Kufta, we believe that if you've had a minor injury, you shouldn't sue anyone. Get good medical care, get better, and get over it. But if you've had a serious injury like George had, call us at Moran and Kufta at 442-1040 or go to the web at thebestlawyersinrochester.com.
It's been pretty rough, yeah. But Moran and Kufta, they helped me get better.
The drudgery of work, made only worse when you can hardly stay awake. We know the question you're thinking. Why does the late news have to be, well, so late? The answer? It doesn't. Why wait till 11 for the late news? Watch the 10 o'clock news on Fox Rochester and get all the day's news 1 hour earlier. From local stories,
a Pittsburgh school on
Marlon Kennedy,
Wayne County man is recovering,
to national and international headlines.
Hundreds of U.S. soldiers are finally getting
a... The 10 o'clock news on Fox Rochester delivers the news that shapes our region, our nation, and our world at a time that's convenient for you. So remember, you shouldn't have to go to work tired just because you wanted to catch the late news. The answer is clear. Watch the 10 o'clock news on Fox Rochester. All the day's news. Local, national, international news, weather, and sports. 1 hour early. The 10 o'clock news on Fox Rochester, TV 31, Cable 7.
Hi, I'm Wham's Brad Davies, and I've got scores and highlights of your favorite teams on the Wham Morning News and 3 hours of sports talk up the dial on Hot Chalk 1280 WHTK.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. You're back with Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Craig Schaller.
I can't believe that worked. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from a telephone in an undisclosed location somewhere in the United States, one step ahead of the law, it's Steve Ray. Steve,
how are you? Where are you?
I've got to have the antenna sticking out of the window so that my cell phone reaches that far.
Sure. No, don't tell people it's a window. That's too much of a disclosure of the location.
Where are you?
Well, we're out in Clifton Springs, beautiful downtown Clifton Springs.
Having fun, are you?
Having fun, yes. We're having a fall harvest dinner.
Oh, very nice.
Which is, I guess, slightly different than Thanksgiving since it's not on the 25th, but...
Okay. But now, see, I thought you'd be at a star party because, ladies and gentlemen, I have to interrupt for a moment. It's almost 6:30, starting, like, shortly. And, of course,
actually,
we're starting in the studio.
Oh, there's an eclipse
going on right now.
It has already started. There's an eclipse. A total eclipse.
At 8 o'clock, around 8
no,
o'clock.
No, now. It's starting
yeah,
now.
But the full eclipse is around 8.
Right. At 8 o'clock, the moon is fully within. So get out there and check it out. Go out into the big blue room. Don't worry, the light's off, so you'll just it won't be that bright for you. Get out into the big blue room and check out the total eclipse between now and, say, 8:30. It'll be...
Yeah, because of the angles of the orbits this time, it's going to be really bright red from the Earth shine coming back through the atmosphere.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So it's going to look very apocalyptic, but don't worry. It's supposed to do that.
It's a fall harvest moon.
It's the harvest moon. Oh, sorry. Okay.
I know there's a song in there somewhere.
No, harvest moon is when two full moons in the same month.
No,
well, that's a blue moon.
I'm sorry.
Blue moon, you caught me standing alone. Sorry. Okay, Steve, everything is good out there?
Everything is good out there, yeah. Just wanted to call in and mention the users groups meeting this week.
Right.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at East High School is the Apple Cider Users Group meeting. We're going to be showing off some of the new products that have been released that we haven't had a chance to do yet, new PowerBooks. We should have a G5 there. I think I've been able to keep one in my office and haven't had to sell it instantly. I've actually got about 2 minutes to play with one myself.
Nice.
And also going to be looking at the 10.3 reasons to upgrade to Mac Operating System 10.3.
Right.
And we've got some exciting things running on at the moment. Some of you might remember, actually I hope all of you remember, when Steve Wozniak, one of the co-founders of Apple, was in town a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
and we had him sign a computer, a 20-odd-year-old fully working Apple IIe,
right.
Along with some code fragments of some of the original code that he had written, and that's currently being auctioned on eBay.
No way!
So you can get signed memorabilia by Steve Wozniak himself.
How cool is that? All right, listen, you're starting to break up a little. So we're going to let you get back to your party before Shirley hurts us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the problem.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, and we'll see you here next week at 4 o'clock, I believe we're on. I'll verify that and put it up on the website.
You look like the game started at noon-ish, so in that 4 to 5 range.
Yeah, 4:30 somewhere-ish.
Yeah.
Ish.
Okay.
Ish. All righty, thanks.
Thanks, yep. Steve.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to talk to John from Canandaigua, New York. Welcome, John. What's your question?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Got a question on networking. I've got a two computers sitting next to each other, a Gateway XP, and an old Gateway running 98-second.
Mm-hmm.
They're connected with Crossover. Now, both of them have run the... network setups, but they are sending packets back and forth, but they're not communicating. And when you go to the 98 and ask it to find the other computer, it says it has not been given permission to access.
Well, did you set both of them up to share the hard drives? In other words, you've got to go into, say, like Windows Explorer.
Okay.
And in both computers, you right-click on, say, the C drive, and one of the options should be sharing. And you've got to sit there and say, share this hard drive. On the Windows 98 machine, though, you've also got to go into XP. Well, you can just right-click on it and say, sharing. But on the 98 machine, you've got to first check in network settings. In the control panel, under networking, you've got to It'll show you that it's using Microsoft networking, the TCP/IP, and all that good stuff. Below that is another little checkbox you can click or button that you can click on to go to sharing. And you've got to say whether you want to share your printer or be sharing your hard drive. So you got to check both of those if you want both of those going. Then the machine's got to reboot. Once you reboot, then you can go into My Computer, double-click on it, right-click on the C drive, and say Share this C drive. If you want to share your CD-ROM drive, you can. Once they're both set up with sharing and both have the same work group name, because XP wants to default it to MS Home, and Windows 98, you manually, under networking on the second tab, have to go in and tell it what's the work group name.
Well, the XP gate had a setup disk it created to run on the 98.
I don't even bother with that.
Oh, well, I did. And it gave it the name MS Home.
Okay. But, again, you got to set up sharing on both of those, or otherwise, yeah, both of them aren't going to, they're ready for networking, but if sharing isn't set up,
they have nothing to talk to.
Yeah.
Well, what do they get? Are they asking for passwords or
authorizations?
They're just looking for that sharing.
Depending on the sharing. On the sharing, you can set it up to require a password or whatever. I just, you know, if a home network, two computers, just right. Say, you know, share it.
But right now, if you open your network neighborhood, you're not going to see anything.
I see each computer.
Right, but that's it. Once you set up a folder or a drive to be shared, then when you go to the network neighborhood on the other machine, you'll see that folder or drive.
Do you need to have any... It asked me about a bridge. Is a bridge necessary for this or no?
No.
Okay. And it has two LAN connections. I don't know if somehow it created one that says LAN connection 2. Should I delete that one out?
Leave it. If it's not bothering you,
yeah,
it's not a problem.
All right. Okay, because it's zero on both sides. I didn't know if it just somehow created it.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. Just do the sharing. You should be on your way.
Okay, thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, our next call is Joe from Buffalo. Hiya, Joe, what do you know?
Well, let's see. The Belkin router problem you were mentioning earlier?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, unless your web browser's not programmed correctly, you should get an indication that you're being redirected from one secure site to another. The certificates wouldn't match.
You're being directed from a secure site to a non-secure site. Yes, you'll get a message, but you're still redirected.
Yeah, it's really annoying nonetheless, wouldn't you agree?
It's incredibly annoying. You would know it was happening, of course, but that's not the point.
What happens?
The point is they're doing it.
Like we were talking about off the air. What if you were in the middle of placing an order, say online bidding or whatever, and then right in the middle of it, just as you're going to confirm it, you get redirected.
Right.
Yeah, you might lose your whole transaction.
Bingo!
Enough said. So is there any, like, firmware download that can be done? Or
not
some...
yet.
Oh,
this is,
wow.
This is their thing. This is the way that they get you to look at their parental control software.
Oh,
use it free for 6 months and then buy it. It's a spam. It's spam.
It's
from your router.
It's Site Finder all over again, different
exactly,
companies.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. VeriSign did this. If you went to, they basically own where everybody goes on the internet. And for a while, if you typed in a name wrong, instead of sending you to a can't find it page, they would send you to VeriSign.
Yep.
And to a thing called Site Finder, which had pop up ads all over the place and everything else. And they were blasted for that. And I'm hoping that Belkin gets blasted in the same way. My suggestion. Get rid of your Belkin equipment, write to Belkin and tell them how angry you are and buy something from somebody else.
I never even liked their cables, to be honest. I had a SCSI cable that lasted maybe 5 uses, and that's about it.
Well, it's probably trying to redirect you somewhere else.
Yeah.
I also have another tip for the guy that's trying to record audio off the web.
Yes.
If you were to run Linux, most Linux installations put... the Enlightened Sound Daemon, or ESD, on it, and you can do ESD mon, and you can monitor what exactly it's sending to your sound output.
Exactly.
And most of the Linux programs that use the sound system are programmed to use ESD. For example, Real Player will use ESD if you tell it to.
Yep, that's exactly right. Excellent points, Joe. If you're a Linux user, there's where you want to be. Good thinking.
I've been for many years.
Good for
I love
you.
It.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe. Bye. Appreciate that. Love to hear that stuff. We're all fans of Linux here. Before we go on to the next call, very quickly, we've been talking about Belkin routers all night long. And if you go to our website, soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, you'll find that we have an online poll, and you can vote as to how you feel about Belkin routers. Currently, 90 people have voted. Once you're done with that vote, you can then, in the little pink box underneath, you can select go to my website, asknick.com, that's asknick.com, and you can leave an opinion. So far, 17 people have left opinions. A few of them actually seem to have something to do with the question at hand, which is a little bit of a shock to me. But you can do that and let us know how you feel about Belkin routers and the problems they are now causing. We can do that pretty much. You can do that anytime during the week. The poll will be up until next Saturday or Friday midnight. Into Saturday morning. We're going to take a quick break now, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Craig Shallard, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you missed Wham's Bob Matthews, you dropped the ball.
The Big East has taken a major hit in football.
But the Big East now is the deepest and arguably the best basketball conference in America. And I think it's much more important and desirable to have the best potential basketball conference in America, if you're in this part of the country, than trying to say you have one of the best football conferences.
Bob Matthews, weeknight, 6 till 8, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, an independent organization that rates crash test performance, has released a statement saying, quote, "The Subaru Forester is the best small SUV we've ever tested. It demonstrates what can be accomplished when a manufacturer makes safety a priority," end quote. Strong praise indeed. The Subaru Forester is driven by determination to keep you and your family as safe as possible. It comes with more standard safety features than any vehicle in its class. And with the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system, it works to help you avoid a crash in the first place. The Subaru Forester, driven by protective instincts. Subaru, driven by what's inside.
Now get 0% APR financing on most 2004 Subaru models, including the Forester. Length of contract is limited, subject to credit and insurance approval. Must take delivery from dealer stock by December 1st, 2003. See participating dealer for details.
Hello, I'm Leslie Nielsen. As an actor, I love Toronto. Amazing live theater, first-rate shows, world-class musicals. And it makes a fan of the stage like me feel right at home.
Mr. Nielsen?
Yes?
There's no food allowed in the theater.
Well, I brought enough corn dogs for everyone. How about some nice licorice? Calamari. Oh, shh yourself.
Take in a little culture with the incredible Time for a Little Toronto getaway package. A great meal, a great hotel, and a great attraction from only $73 U.S. per person. Some conditions apply. Call 1-800-499-2554 or visit torontotourism.com to book your getaway today.
Mr. Nielsen, there's a pizza delivery guy out in the lobby. Do you know anything about that?
I know. It's a shame he couldn't get better seats.
Book today at torontotourism.com. Visit Toronto, Ontario, where there's more to discover.
That's a reminder, the cough, cold, and flu season is here, so now's a good time to pick up some Robitussin at Eckerd. Look for special displays featuring a wide range of Robitussin products. There's something for every member of your family. Eckerd has an extensive selection of health and personal care items at great everyday low prices. Remember, Eckerd and Robitussin are here to help you help your family get relief from coughs, colds, and the flu. And go to BroadcastWinners.com, where you might win a family cruise from Robitussin.
If the phrase "save big time" makes your ears perk up like a Doberman pincher, then I'm here to throw you a bone, Rex. See, at Hotels.com, you'll find great deals on thousands of hotels worldwide. At Hotels.com, you get the absolute best deal. Yes, I did say absolute best deal. No, you don't need to get your ears checked, but they do look kind of silly standing at attention like that. Call 1-800-3-HOTELS or click Hotels.com. Best prices, best places, guaranteed.
Based on price matching guarantee, see website for details.
Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
Not only
do I know I'm right,
I love hearing myself say it.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Soundbites
with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Why, it appears that we're back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Schaller.
And once again, you folks have missed the best part of the show, which
in between
is what we do during the commercials. We're going to go back to the phones, and apparently we're going to talk to Brian out in Fairport. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hey, guys. Appreciate the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, I got a question. I don't know if you want me to mention any names, but I was wondering, I found a free antivirus software program on the Internet, and I was wondering how good that might be, how reliable.
Which one?
Well, it's called AVG.
I use it myself, and I love it.
Really?
Yeah, we got a link off of our website to it.
Yep. The question is that it's supposedly updatable, but... Does it have as many updates as like McAfee would?
Yeah. Yes, it seems to update as regularly as everybody else.
As a matter of fact, the Commission for the Blind has recommended that for a lot of their clients.
Right.
To help them save some money and defray some costs.
Right.
Putting AVG on it.
See, the deal is it's free for home use.
Okay.
And for not-for-profit use.
Yep.
If you're a commercial enterprise, you pay for it.
Okay.
But it's the same set of updates. So the commercial people are paying for the home people.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I just did a search on free programs and came up with it. I never heard of it before.
In fact, at the top of the show, I was talking about the Security Tango.
Uh-huh.
AVG is one of the links I have on that site.
Oh, awesome.
It's a great program.
Yeah.
Great. I
works
appreciate
great.
It.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
you're
Brian.
Welcome. Thank you.
We love to get tips like that because any penny saved...
Just send us the
extra change that you would have saved. Our next caller is Rick from Batavia, New York. Welcome, Rick. What's your question?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the program.
Thank you for listening.
I wasn't sure if my call was going to go through. When I heard you on this late, I assumed it was a rebroadcast or something.
Ah, no. We're actually live at 6:40 p.m.-ish.
Good to hear from you. Okay. Listen, I hope you can help me with this incredible headache of... unwanted emails. I'm running Outlook Express. I've got Roadrunner, and I have put everything possible into the message rules when a new message comes through, and I know enough to know that syntax.
Hello.
Hello,
Rick. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Did you hear what I was saying up to now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The syntax.
Don't push your cheeks into the buttons.
I know enough that syntax makes a difference, and so I've put capitals, all caps, no caps, everything on the keywords that come through in the message title subject line.
And you'll never keep up with them.
Well, but it's not even catching those. I'm wondering if there's some kind of... Okay, so the one that probably everyone is dealing with is sulfenadil.
Yeah.
And I'll put that in, and I'll push apply now... And it won't even clean out my inbox. So I'm wondering if is there a problem that I can't do message rules with Roadrunner emails?
No, it has nothing to do with Roadrunner and everything to do with Outlook Express.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Outlook Express's email rules are, what's the word I'm looking for? Crap.
Pathetic?
Yeah. Okay, that's the longer term.
You're being polite, aren't you?
And that one is... it's not good. So what you really want to do is pick another product like, say...
Mozilla.
Spam. Well, if you're going to stick with Outlook Express, which is not my first choice...
Really?
You can get products like Spam Bully. What you're looking for is something that does Bayesian filtering. B-A-Y-E-S-I-A-N.
Okay.
Bayesian filtering. And what that does is basically that's a self-learning spam filter. You get the messages and you start checking them off. This is junk. This is junk. This is junk.
Right.
And it starts to learn what you think of
as
junk.
Well,
so over a couple of months, if you're diligent at it, eventually you start seeing very little.
That's what McAfee does for me. I've got McAfee Spam Killer.
That's the same idea.
And I get on an average day, on a slow day, 800 to 900 emails.
Probably good.
Which, you know, like I say, on a slow day, it's 800 to 900. And maybe only about 3 or 4 of those are ones I really want to see.
Right.
But, again, like Nick said, it's a learning process, and it updates itself. It's fantastic, and I don't see all that junk mail.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't understand. I know you can't keep up with them putting an asterisk in or, you know, putting umlauts and all
right,
that
right.
stuff
yeah.
in. But why won't it pick up the exact word that I'm typing in?
Because
in the
Outlook
line?
Express's stuff is junk. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You can't put it any clearer than that.
All right.
I use Eudora. And at work, my mail server that I run uses a product called Spam Assassin to kill spam. And I think it's the best thing I've ever seen. On Outlook...
And that's on your site? I can link to it?
No. That's at work. I work at RIT, in the College of Business.
Okay.
And I was looking for something like that for home. I use Eudora and found a product called SpamNix, which is Spam Assassin for home. And what they do is every once in a while they update their filters.
Okay.
And they've got thousands and thousands and thousands of filters.
All right.
But they're more than just a word. They'll say, for example, I can tell it, you know what? If it's not in English, I don't want to see it.
Yep.
Or if you know, this
got
in the body, this URL shows up.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
If at the bottom it says, click here to remove, I don't want to see it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
you
the
put
sort
all
of thing.
Those so wild
all of
cards
those,
in there?
Yes, but you can't do that in Outlook. You can do that with a product like Spam Bully or like McAfee Spam Killer as an extra product you buy, but Outlook and Outlook Express by themselves do not do that.
Okay. So you're saying you need to go with Eudora to put these add-ons on?
Well, if you wanted to use SpamNix, if you wanted to continue to use Outlook Express, then Spam Bully or McAfee Spam Killer will do that for you.
I'm so infuriated by this. I mean, I'm so frustrated. I'm ready to change to Eudora.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. This morning I got up and I looked at my mail, and in my trash, which is where I throw all the spam,
right.
3,758...
Oh,
messages overnight. And that's from 2 o'clock this morning, which is when I went to bed.
But it must be so nice to see it in the trash folder. That's,
well, exactly.
That's
you
the
got
constant
it.
Reminder that your software is working.
Exactly. Exactly. But anyway, you don't. I love Eudora, but you don't have to go to Eudora.
Yeah.
You can do it with Spam Bully or McAfee Spam Assassin under Outlook Express.
Okay.
Okey-doke.
Very good. Thanks for your help.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You for
good
calling.
Luck. Thank you. Our next caller is Woody from Churchville, New York. Welcome, Woody. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. How are you today?
Peachy, how are you?
Good. I don't know if you've ever reviewed this this browser, but I use My IE2.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. It has built-in pop-up blockers, the Flash pop-ups. I have never seen a Flash pop-up or any other pop-up since I've been using it.
Excellent.
And I was just wondering if you could take a look at that and maybe put a link out there to it if you think it's worth it.
From My IE2 online?
www.myie2.com.
Yeah.
Now, there's also... plugins you can download for this also.
We'll take a look at it and stay tuned. Maybe next week we'll have a report on it.
Okay. I'll look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Excellent.
Or Woody.
Thank you, Woody. We'll take a look at this.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're
I love
welcome.
It when the listeners do this.
I love that. Well, we're going to give each of you a moment to take a look at it, too, because we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Craig Schell, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For years, AARP has worked at the state and national levels for a do-not-call registry. Finally... Hello? Ooh, no, I'm not interested, thanks. Finally, one is in effect, and over 51 million people are already registered. Hello? I don't need a set of steak knives. Or a home gym. It's not too late to register. So call the FTC at 1-888-382-1222 or, yes, aluminum, no, I don't need aluminum siding, thanks. Or visit www.aarp.org to learn more about stopping unwanted telephone calls. Hello? And I don't need a state-of-the-art mustache trimmer with multiple attachments, which is perfectly safe for use in the shower. AARP, the power to make it better.
Friends are those special people you can count on when you need them most, just like the people at the Friendly Home.
The most unique thing about the Friendly Home is the atmosphere. It is friendly. People are genuine, and we do care about our members.
The most unique thing about the Friendly Home is
the word friendly.
I treat every member the way that I would want myself or a family member to be treated.
So whenever a family member says to me, thank you for taking care of my mother, my father, I say, I had somebody who did the same thing for me.
I work at the friendly home because I care.
The most important thing is knowing that when I leave at the end of the day, I have made a difference in somebody's life.
For over 150 years, the Friendly Home has been serving the needs of older adults in the Rochester community. The Friendly Home provides compassionate quality nursing care and rehabilitative services. Call 381-1600 to learn more or arrange for a personal tour or visit us online at friendlyhome.org. The Friendly Home, because friends care.
What does $15 buy today? A nice lunch, half a tank of gas to get you around town. For just $15 more a month, Frontier can get you around the country. That's right, Frontier has truly unlimited long distance for as little as $15 a month. Forget nights and weekends after 8 p.m. or friends and family restrictions. Call anyone, anytime, anywhere in the USA. Call 777-SAVE for unlimited long distance at an unbelievable price. That's 777-SAVE. V-E.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
I've heard of hospice through different areas, and I always thought that it was a great thing because the family needs just as much support as the patient does, sometimes even more. My mom's illness was, she was 86 years old. She had an aneurysm and a blood clot in her heart. My mother lived a long time, and she had a very happy life. And I guess it was her time. Hospice was there for me and my family for way over a year. If I had to call hospice office, they were very kind to me. I can't speak more highly of them. Everyone was there. It's not only one person, it's a group of people that get involved. Hospice helped me after my mom's death by being there.
If someone you love is terminally ill, Hospice of Rochester can help. To learn more, call 585-214-1400. Call Hospice today.
Start your NFL game day with Wham! It's the NFL Today, a complete preview of the day in the NFL. Sunday at 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You know he's right. This is Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Craig Scheller.
Where did you get this energy? We are Sound Bites. We're back. We're going to go all the way down to Pennsylvania and talk to David. Where in Pennsylvania, David?
You on the hill?
Yeah, I've called you guys.
Yeah, he's on the hill.
Close to Elmira.
Yep. Right.
Hey, guys, I got some bad news from down here in Pennsylvania. The moon's starting to disappear down here. What are you guys doing up there?
It's a virus.
Don't mess with the controls.
Microsoft has bought the moon, and they're moving it.
I figured this had to have its origin somewhere in Rochester.
There you go.
Hey, listen, guys, I need a little help, but I'm playing around with some SCSI stuff here, and here's my situation. I don't understand SCSI well enough. I'm hoping that maybe you can point me in the right direction, you know, something just to get me started. I have a SCSI hard drive, and with a 2940, all the cards I'm going to talk about are Adaptec cards.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With a 2940 card, basically I don't have any problems. I can put on a Windows 98 boot disk, I can see the drive, I could format it if I want to, I could load Windows if I wanted to. It works.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to an Adaptec 2910, I should also say with the 2940 card, I also can hit Control A and see the SCSI BIOS if I want to.
Right. Right.
Okay, now if I use a Adaptec 2910 or a 2930 card, basically what I got is a dead animal.
Yep.
And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I've set my terminations right, obviously, because it's working with the 2940.
They used to call it SCSI voodoo.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
It was literally you're a magician.
When you say you put in the 2910, 2930, you get a dead animal. It doesn't even boot.
Well, I can't see the hard drive.
Right,
right. It boots fine into the old drive if it's not SCSI, but you can't see anything on the SCSI chain.
Well, actually, there is no old drive right now. I'm not strictly on the SCSI.
Because
you can't control A.
Right,
right.
The 2910, though, you had to have a boot disk with those drivers to load the 2910 card that then would turn around and search for the SCSI hard drive.
Right. So the problem is the 2910 and the 2930 don't talk to the BIOS.
Okay.
So you had to have a boot disk. You literally, instead of booting from the hard drive, you booted from a floppy. That loaded the drivers so the BIOS could talk to the Adaptec so you could boot from it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So if you don't have that floppy boot disk...
With those drivers on it.
What's the word I'm looking for? Screwed.
I'm up the creek. Do you think I can download that somewhere on the internet?
Yeah, probably if you go to Google, you'll be able to find the drivers for it. And like I say, put the drivers down there. Then you've got to create a little auto-executed config file that'll load those drivers.
Okay, well...
It might be a heck of a lot easier.
Just go with the 2940.
Yeah, go with the 2940. One, it's faster, more efficient, and you have more control.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I'm just trying to learn. That's all I'm really doing.
And that's what it is. It's the 2910, the 2930... See, in the old BIOS days, there was no way to get a secondary BIOS tagged onto the regular BIOS.
Okay.
And the new ones, you can. So the 2940 takes advantage of that. It patches itself into the BIOS.
Right.
Whereas the 2910 and 2930 didn't.
Right.
Wow. So you need extra
separate
software
disk.
With those.
Yeah,
you got it.
Did not know it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
A pleasure, David. Have fun down there in Pennsylvania. If the moon's not back by tomorrow night, blame us. Our next caller is Michael from Greece. Got a couple of minutes. Michael, what's your question?
Hi, how are you, gentlemen?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. Look, I've got a question on networking. I have a DSL line into their modem, and the modem is hooked up to a Linksys router.
Mm-hmm.
And my son and I both share the router, and we both have Internet access.
Mm-hmm.
But I do a search. I cannot find his computer with his shared folder, and he can't find mine with my shared folder.
Are you both on the same work group name?
Yes, the work group name is work group.
On both machines?
Yes.
What operating system?
Windows 2K.
Both machines?
Yes.
Are they Windows 2000? Windows 2000, one of them has to be set up as the... Windows 2000 is designed for networking, so one of them has to be, domain controller.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't do peer-to-peer.
Joy.
Yeah, Windows 2000 was never designed to be a desktop operating system. It was designed to work strictly in a networking environment. I mean, you can use it as a desktop, but it's designed to work in a networking environment, and there has to be somewhere a domain controller... before they'll talk to each other as peer-to-peer.
So how do we do that?
Well, you set one of them needs to be set up as the domain controller.
In the control panel under networking.
Under networking, I can't lead you through the steps directly because I don't do it all that often. They have it in my head.
But you can do a search on Google. You can do a search on Google and to set up, type in there, networking with Windows 2000 server.
But it's in networking somewhere. I apologize that I can't.
Right. We don't have a machine on hand.
You should be able to find it somewhere in networking.
Okay.
Well, it looks like we're done. Done for another week. I want to apologize to everybody to whose call we did not get. I want to thank each and every one of you who did call in. It was a great show. We took 11 calls. It's very nice. I want to thank everybody who voted in the polls, all 94 of you. Don't forget, it's not too late. The poll will be up all week, and then you go to my website, asknick.com, and leave an opinion, as 17 others have already done, about what you think about the Belkin redirection thing. We'll be back next week at the same time with Dave Enright, maybe Steve Ray, probably Craig Shellard, me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.